Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Newly married? Have you figured out how money issues are going to be handled? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. To help you avoid money mistakes in your new life together, consider the value of some money management suggestions for newlyweds. Money talks, and since money problems are the number one cause of divorce, it's a good idea to talk as soon as possible before it becomes a problem. As money specialists say, you can talk about it now or you can fight about it later. Decide whether your money is going to become combined or kept separate. Until you decide otherwise, you might want to consider using the three-pot system that keeps your money and your spouse's money separate, but have a joint checking account for household expenses into which each of you contribute a set amount. Set up a budget, also known as a spending plan, that will help you and your spouse keep expenses in check and set money goals as a team. Then keep an eye on those goals, track the progress, and stay mutually informed. There are lots of online financial tools that can help you do that. Check with Bankrate.com and CNNMoney.com. It's really important to admit to each other what you don't know about money. That way, each of you can contribute what personal finance knowledge you do have and better determine where, as a couple, you might need help. I'm a big proponent of asking questions of your employer, bank, retirement account holder, and other financial professionals when it comes to managing your personal money. If you're newlyweds, you're going to be looking forward to building a secure future together, so be sure to update your will to include your spouse as a beneficiary. Some assets and accounts require you to actively add your spouse if you want him or her as a co-owner. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.